Yeah, Gila Royce, not me the same question. Hechi Domi, what's the case of Gila Royce? He b'meizid, is a person that a b'meizid, bar kotlu, he's chayiv misa. He b'shoigeg, bar korban, or he's bring a korban. So what's the case that soy should be mechaper? So again, the answer is either b'meizid lo yasrubay, he had Gila Royce, b'meizid, but there's no asro, so he's not chayiv misa. So in such a case, the answer is this soy should be mechaper. B'shoigeg, and also lo yasiyadalei. He did it b'shoigeg, he didn't realize she was osetim, or he didn't realize who she was, and he didn't find out yet. For such a case, he has no kapara, maybe the sawyer is, kamash milan, mitumais, v'loi kol tumas. Then, shvichas domim, same thing, nami, hechi domi. He, b'meizid, you killed somebody, b'meizid, b'akotlu, yichayiv misa. He, b'shoigeg, b'agolusu, yichayiv got a golus. So where's the havamino that the sawyer should be mechaper? So again, the answer is, b'meizid loyaswebei. Either you killed b'meizid and you were not warned, so therefore there's no chiyuv misa, so maybe the sawyer would be mechaper. Or else b'shoigeg loyasiyadalei. You killed somebody b'shoigeg and you still did not realize it. You did not realize who you killed, what you did, you don't realize yet. So there's no chiyuv golus. So in such a case, I would have thought the sawyer k'mash malon. Inami, or else, b'hanech t'lab b'nei golus ninu. We have cases in the Masechet Makis. If you kill somebody when you're going upwards, or else if you kill with the metal flying off, so in such cases you're parted from Golis, I would have thought this Sawyer is Mechaper, Kamash Bola, no, meet Tumas, or else Kedish, or else only Mechaper on the Tumas, Mikdash or Kedishiv. The Omama, what did we just say? Yoko, I would have thought to say, Al Sholish Tumas Halalum. Yesoyim Mechaper, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Mi Tumais, from the Tumais, V'loi Kol Tumais. And what we explain, Ma Matzinu, just like we found, Shechola Kakosiv, Michlal Kol HaTumais, which Tumais do we find the Torah gave separate halachas to, took it out, made it different, the Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, is Afkan here also, by the Soyer and Asa Bifnim, it's Mechaper, the Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, my cholik. What do you mean cholik? What's special about these two tumas? About tumas mikdash kodeshiv. What's special about this tuma over other tumas? So what do you want to tell me? The ma'isi b'yayin l'v'yarid. That it's special. Here you have a chiyav korban oil of yarid. Usually it's a chiyav kavua. Here it's an oil of yarid, depending how much you can afford. Sumar says no. Maybe emu. Why don't I say avoid the zara? Let's say maybe what's special. A tumas of avodah zara. Well, my cholik, you know what's different? To my see sira, you have to vadafka bring a sira, a goat, for loy kisva, and not a lamb. So the chatis of a avodah zara is different. It has a special halacha. Usually, it could be brought either from sirizim or from a kisva, either from goats or from lambs. Here, the dafka has to be brought from a sirizim. So that's cholik. I want to find cases that the Torah was lenient. That's why Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, the korban oil of the yerid is a cow. That if you can't afford the behemah, you could bring a knife, you could bring a mincha. But here, by avodah zarah, that the din is you badafka have to bring a goat. Let's say a goat costs a lot of money, and lambs are cheap. So now the Torah is being machmir upon you. Like this, you could have brought yourself a lamb. Now you have to bring a goat. It's much more expensive. So it's a chumrah. That's no good. We want cholok means the Torah took out to make it a cow, to make it easy. So tomorrow, so the Ema Yoledis, maybe Yoledis. She has to bring a korban on her tumah. And what's the cholok? She's separate. To Maisi and the Yared. She also has a chiyuv korban on the Yared, a Yoledis. After she gives birth. If she can't afford a behemah, she could bring a knife, she could bring a mincha. So maybe here it's mechaper on the yeledis. So Amar Rav Ishiya, lechol chai tosam, v'loy lechol tumasam. It means on something that's coming for a chet, and not something that's coming only for tumah. In other words, by yeledis, her korban is time to be matahar, that after a tumah, teeth kachim. But it's not so much for a chet that she did. So the question, is that true? Or the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai,
The yom that his shita is your ledis na mechetas he. Or your ledis when she had korban is for the chet that she did. And it says that Anisha, before she gives birth, or while she's giving birth, she makes a shavua, she makes a promise, she'll never live with the husband again, the pains are too big. And then later she has charota, she said the shavua, so she has to have a kapara. So the korban she's bringing is a kapara for a chet. So maybe here the sawyer is mechapar on the yoledis. So Mora says no. Yemaikil ameima. So Mora says pashit. Rabbi Shimon the time made true. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, he goes according to his own time. We had before the yom that he says mimkoymai hu mukra. He says, how do I know to say it's a korban? The korban is mechapar tumas mikdash kudoshav. Because the pasuk itself says, it says clearly v'chipar al hakodesh mitumas. Sidashin's mitumas hakodesh. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not from the word mitumas, but it's clearly kodesh. So true, there would have been a svara or yuledis, but the Shimon dashin's better. It's kodesh. The Rambam says ain't no mitzora. Maybe the soyer is mechaper on the tumas of a mitzora. Well, because after his tumi, he has to bring a korban or levi a korban. On Rav Oishi again, lechol chatosam, v'loy lechol tumasam. It has to be a kapara for a tuma, for a chet, and not for tuma. Like a mitzora didn't do any chatoyim. A mitzora is a mitzora. His korban is only for tyra.
What do you say that mitzora
gets? Rav Shimon ben Nachmeni. The yom that he says, al shiva dvorim negoyim boyim, on seven different averis negoyim come. So the kids of a person who comes to mitzvah, he did a chet. Says so, maybe his korban is called the korban of a kapara. So maybe in a case where he couldn't bring it yet, the sawyer should be mechaper. Mike Lemay, what can you say? Again, hosom negiya diachvale. True, he did a chet, and that's why he had the punishment of the mitzvah. The actual mitzvah, while he's a mitzvah, that's terrible pain. That's the kapara. But the korban, that after the tumor goes away, that he brings the korban, that's only steruye, the cow. That lets him come back into the cow. But this, the mitzvah is shaluach, mechus lagim machnas. He goes out of the machnas. After he brings the korban, he comes back into the cow. The actual kapara is the punishment of the mitzvah itself. And the korban is only steruye, the cow. Maybe when a nazir brings his korban, maybe that's what the sawyer is mechaper on. And v'yema nazir. So till your nazir tamei to cholik the ma'isi term of bnei yaina. A nazir that became tamei after his tuma, he has to bring a special korban of bnei tarim of bnei yaina. He has a special korban. Maybe here the sawyer is mechaper. I'm Rav Oishi, you know. L'chol chatosam, lo l'chol tumasam. Again, it's only mechaper on a chet, and not just taking off your tumah. So nazir tamei has no real chet. It's only that it became tamei, so it's metayer him. For the Gemara, no. Ule Rav Lezer akaper, the yoma nazir nami chaitu. He says v'chlala nazir is a chaita. And the Chur is a double fact. He became tamei, it's also a chet. He should have watched himself. But his shita is, every nazir is called a chaita. He's being mitzvah himself. He's putting himself into pain. Even though it's for swellis, it's something good to do, and he's supposed to do it, but still you're putting yourself in pain. For that, you have to bring korban chatas. Nami chaitu maik lameima. And the more again, we'll have to say, according to Reb Lezer Kaper, that sovelok Rebbe Shimon. He also like Rebbe Shimon. The yomim nimkoyim ayu mukhra. True. How do I know this soy renasa b'fnim is mechater on tumas mikdosh and not on tumas nazir? The answer is because it says hakodesh v'chipar al hakodesh mitumas bnei Yisrael. So it's mukhra in the pasuk itself. Oh mama, what we just say? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shita is nimkoymayhu mukhra. I know it from its place itself. Harei yoyim, the pasuk says v'chipar al hakodesh mitumas. So mitumas shel kodesh. That's mechaper on the tumor of kodesh. If you run into the base of Migdish, or you raid Bosa Kochim, that's what the soyer is mechaper. Samora says, sharp to come Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, good. How could you argue on him? What is Rabbi Yehuda after dashing the word, me tumas, and we have a Gansa Shiloh, which tumas? If Shimon is right, it says clearly in the Torah, the chifar ala kodesh. It says clearly the word kodesh. How could you argue on Rabbi Shimon?
So it says Rabbi Yehuda, Omaloch, hahu mi boilei, ki echi diyovid, lefnai lefnim, hochi neved beichel. The same way you make this zrikas adam, lefnai lefnim, on this soyer and asa lefnim, the zrika of the dam, seven times was done, lefnai lefnim means upon the proiches, or right in front of the proiches apnim. He learns out the same way you also have to make a zrika on the heichel. On the mizbeach in the heichel, you also have to spritz seven times. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. So it says the chippur ala kodesh just means, the chippur means the zrikas adam should be a part of the mizbeach hakodesh. That's what the pasuk means. Rashi says kiyeke diyovah the flame from him to the forest liyel b'minyona achas lamalo v'zayin lamato midam apar v'chein midam asoyer. The Yosrai the Chippur al Kodesh lesuye heichel. She has to come in our prechus mibachutz. You have to do it outside also. For the Gemara, so for Rabbi Shimon, who how does he know this? Mivchein yase nafka. Mivchein yase mashma. This soyer is the same way as the par. Just like by the par is brought both ways. So who are in the soyer? For Rabbi Yehuda, imi ifchad this pasuk. For mivchein yasu, haravin, I would have thought to say nicely par this soyer achrini. Benevit. True, he has to bring a par, and it says v'chein yasu, maybe it means on a new soyer, not on the first soyer l'Hashem, the fasl of pnim. Maybe that one has a zrika only in the pnim, on the proichus. I hear it says v'chein yasu, it means with the par, k'ein godol, bring another soyer. That's what I would have thought. Kamash v'lon, that's why I have to say it no. In the soyer l'Hashem, I have to say v'chipar al ha-kodesh, to teach me that this soyer itself has to have another zrikas dam in the mizbeach, mizbeach hakitzu, mizbeach in the Kutwana Kodesh. But the Mar Rabbi Shimon, v'chein yasu l'yoyol moyid minei mashma, it's mashma the same carbon, the carbon we're talking about now, the soyol Hashem, that carbon itself. Rashi says minei mashma v'yaisalei v'chipra l'kodesh l'l'drosha. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, the word Kodesh is extra, it comes to teach us it's only mechapra tumas mikdash kodeshim. Omar ma, what did we just say? Yochle, I would have thought to say, al kol tumas shabak kodesh, yei soyer zeh mechaper. True, we established the fact that the soyer is only mechapra and tumas mikdash. But still, I would have thought to say, any case you have of tumas mikdash, this soyer is mechaper. Mashma, even in a case where you had a yediyah about chila, any yediyah about soyer, still, the soyer hanasa b'fnim, the soyer l'Hashem, is mechaper. The more why? So, mind you, what would be the hazmina? Again, Amar Ma Yochla Kol Tumas V'Kodesh Yisoyer is a mechaper. Tam Loima Mifershei Yalachol Chatosim. Now, mind you, what the hazmina? Yesh Bo Yediyah Batchila, V'Yesh Bo Yediyah Batsoif. That even in such a case, this soyer should be mechaper. For the more why? Yesh po yediyah v'chiv yesh po yediyah v'soif hay ba korbanu. It has its own korban. Yechay the korban ha'ilu v'yorit. So why do I need the korban of this soif to be mechaper? Like tzrich, the case is like this. The yisiyah delay somach l'shkiya sachama of Erev Yom Kippur. That's right before Yom Kippur, the person now had his yediyah that I was tamei yesterday and I went into the Beis HaMikdash yesterday. So when is the shkiya of korban ha'ilu v'yorit come? Mamish, right before Yom Kippur. It's too late to bring it. If so, he has to wait till after Yom Kippur. If so, talk with that, the Chemin, I would have thought the same. Adam I see, in between the next day or two, until he gets around to bring his carbon, or Levi Yerid, Nisli Lei, maybe the carbon Sawyer could be Taylor, could